Villagers gather at a community center in Liberia's Bomi County. This is one of the poorest parts of this West African country, a nation which is still struggling to recover from civil war in the 1990s. Every month, 41-year-old Sarah Dennis and her children receive money from government officials. She gets $25 for 30 days. That's less than a dollar a day. It's not a lot, but it makes a big difference to her life. Before, she had no money whatsoever.
There's no way when I had nothing.
There was no way. We had nothing. My children were not going to school. But the program came about, and now they are in school. I buy clothes for them. They eat. We survive on it. There is a big difference. Now I can afford to buy a cup of rice for my children. I can afford to buy half bag of rice for them. In the past, I couldn't afford to buy footwear for them.
Opportunities to escape poverty in Liberia are few and far between, so the money is a lifeline. Sarah Dennis has even managed to save a little after paying for the basics and has bought chickens in order to generate income. Here she counts out the eggs her chickens have laid into a pan, eggs which she sells for a little extra money. The cash transfer program was set up by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Emily Garin is a UNICEF social protection specialist in Liberia.
The cash transfer program is designed to support the most vulnerable families in the country. So it's targeted at households that don't have anyone available for work and that are ultra poor in the most food insecure parts of the country.
The program started in 2011 and is now reaching hundreds of the most vulnerable families. UNICEF's Emily Garin says there are plans to increase the number of families who will benefit.
Over the next 2 years, the plan is to expand the program to 5,000 families in the most food insecure parts of the country, both here in Bomi County and in the southeast of the country, where more than 3 out of 4 households doesn't have enough food to make it through any given month.
The advantage of cash transfer programs like this one in Liberia is that the head of the household, often a woman, gets to make the decision on how to spend the money. In a country where poverty has largely taken away choice for the poorest, it's being seen as an important first step in the empowerment of local people. Charles Appel, United Nations.